Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Well, here we go again. You know, I just love getting up in the morning with the sunshine. It just, it makes it so much easier to come to work and to come to the studio, which is why I think you and I travel so much, right?
Yes. Although the summers here are so glorious, I usually don't travel in the summer if I can help
it. That's right. But you are getting out of here.
But I am, because we've been kind of locked into Kirkland for months and months and months.
That's right.
So we are going to, tomorrow, in fact, we're going to hop in the car. It's just a car trip. We're going to tool our way down the Oregon coast for I don't know how long. 9, 10, 11 days.
Good.
And we'll just stop at every shiny object, every giant ball of string, every, whatever, and kick around. A few things I know we want to do. We want to stop down at the sand dunes and go sand surfing. My 8-year-old is dying to learn to sand surf. And we'll probably get a little dune buggy one day.
Yeah. Do some four-wheeling.
That's
a lot of fun. Oregon Coast, my old stomping ground. I love that, the seaside Cannon Beach area.
Yeah.
Cannon Beach is my favorite
town. Well, it's for old folks.
Well, not old folks. A lot of families there, but I think your daughter will enjoy the arcade at Seaside. It's
Seaside better, yes.
You know,
Seaside's more for kids.
So it'll be fun. In any event, I've got Dr. Jerry Mixon that you're listening to this morning. Dr. Umat. You know, Dr. Umat.
She's stranded in Canada right
she's
now.
She's up in Canada, unfortunately.
And the borders are closed.
A relative died, yes. I'm afraid.
Yeah, they had a family death last Sunday.
Yeah.
They were actually planning to come home yesterday, but the widow is still in pretty poor emotional shape. So they're staying another week with the mother-in-law. And they're concerned because of the border being closed.
Yeah, you never know if you can get across.
They have dual citizenship, so they're citizens of both U.S. and Canada, so, that ought to help, but.
Yeah, so, in any event, beautiful weather. It's a wonderful day out there. Thank you for listening to us. If you have a health question of any kind, really, you just give us a call right now. All the lines are open. Call us at 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770. Maybe you need a second opinion because you're being told something that maybe you are questioning. You're just not sure. Or maybe you feel helpless or hopeless that you're not getting answers that you want. Well, call 800-465-8770. Jerry, you have talked so many times about the value of second opinions and actually third and fourth opinions, mm-hmm. if necessary. You don't stop looking, right?
It's your body. It's your life. No one has a right to make decisions for you. And if you're not absolutely confident of the decisions that's being made, then get another opinion. Sure. Not a problem with that.
Yeah, actually.
The thing that bothers me is when patients are afraid they'll hurt their doctor's feelings.
Yes. I was about to say the attitude of Americans and doctors is sad. We tend to just stand, salute, do anything they say.
And this thing of not hurting the doctor's feeling is silly. Your doctor is supposed to be a professional. If their ego is so fragile that getting a second opinion is going to hurt them, they need to get out of the business. It's real simple. I have very little pity for doctors who get their feelings hurt because a second or third doctor was asked for an opinion.
My dad was given 2 to 3 months to live when he was, 64 or something like that. 2 to 3 months. If he'd have just gone home and felt sorry for himself, boom. He went and he started digging. He lived another 19 years. And I know that's just anecdotal, but, what have you, but at the same time.
But it was his life.
It was his life. And dadgummit, the doctor that told him he'd be dead in 2 to 3 months died 5 years later. And
Dad
was still kicking along.
Dadgummit. Last I heard, that was on the Real McCoys.
True,
Grandpa
Walter Brennan.
Yeah, Walter Brennan, the old Grandpa McCoy. Dadgummit. Walter Brennan and Pete Talbot. They're the dadgummit boys.
That's right. Anyway, give us a call, 800-465-8770. We have a couple of callers already, and we can take two more. But in the meantime, there's a lot of in the news again about the virus, and things are happening. There's seems to me a lot of good news, but there's some frustrating news too. So why don't you give us a little review?
Okay. Well, first of all, wear your masks, folks. You know, if you're around other people, wear your mask. If you're out running down the trail by yourself, you don't need a mask. You know, you're 50 feet from somebody else. Yeah, I see people driving in their car wearing their
masks.
By
themselves.
I said, what are you, crazy? What are you think the steering wheel is going to give you COVID? The risk is if you are in prolonged close contact with another human being, and that is prolonged and close. I see people out on the trail, you know, where we're hiking or running, and they're actually running with a mask down around their chin. And then when they get within about 50 feet of you, they pull the mask up to zip by in 1 second. And you're within 10 feet of each other for about 1 second. You don't need the mask for that. Okay. You know, it's silly. But wear your masks when you're downtown, when you're walking the crowded streets, when you're in a store with other people. Yes, wear your masks. It's good safety. We're hearing a lot about the giant upsurge in infections, and there is a giant upsurge in infections, but not in serious infections and deaths. And those are two very different concepts. At our peak in April, about 35,000 people per day were coming down with COVID, and most of them were elderly people, and we were having about 2,500 people a day die back in April. So 35,000 infections a day and somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,500 deaths each day. Now we're up to 56,000 infections a day from the 35 of our previous peak. 56,000 infections each day, but deaths are down to about 600.
From 2,500?
From 2,500. Yeah. So we have a lot more infections, but they are young people that aren't going to die. And our deaths have dropped despite the significant rise, almost doubling the number of infections. The death rate has dropped from 2,500 a day on a 7-day rolling average to about 600 per day.
Now that's very encouraging.
It is. So yes, you know, the young people are getting infected, but it's still the sick, the old, the immunocompromised that are dying. It's almost never the young people unless they have an overwhelming problem. And, you know, you get some of the misrepresentations in the press. I saw one that said, a perfectly healthy 16-year-old boy caught COVID and 48 hours later he was dead. And you look at it and you say, wait a minute, that's perfect, quote, perfectly healthy 16-year-old boy was a uncontrolled type 1 diabetic who was morbidly obese.
Perfectly normal.
There's nothing healthy about morbid obesity. There's nothing healthy about being a type 1 diabetic, and a poorly controlled type 1 diabetic is begging to die. No. You know, so you can't believe when you see things like that in the press. You got to look and say, how did a perfectly healthy 16-year-old die? Well, you find out he wasn't perfectly healthy. He had multiple serious risk factors.
So what do you think about opening the schools?
Open them. Germany's are open now, you know, because they closed for a while in the in the fall or in the spring, they're making up for it. They've put their kids back in school. They're already in school now. They went back to school in mid-June, and they're going through the summer and into the fall. Most of the Scandinavian countries have opened their schools. It's only in the U.S. we're talking about keeping kids that are already dramatically behind the rest of the world in education and making them even more ignorant than they already are.
Why is it that Democrats don't want to open the schools and Republicans do?
Why is it they're afraid to educate our children?
Why is it the political?
Yeah, I don't know. Why is it that a country that spends more on education than anyone else on the planet is the 37th country in our children's education? 37 countries have better educated children than the United States. Our kids on math and history and problem solving and the ability to read and write their language are abysmal compared to most of the civilized world.
And yet we spend the most on
We spend the most on education. And now we want to keep the kids out of school for another year when they're already so far behind the rest of the world?
But from
That's crazy.
From a health perspective, there's not much risk there.
There are a lot more risk on their scooters and skateboards and bicycles than they are from COVID. So you want to keep them out because of COVID, then you make bicycles and skateboards and scooters illegal, because that's what's going to kill and damage the kids far more than COVID.
All right. Well, there you have it. Again, we've got all the lines full, and I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a break about a minute or so early. So let's
and then we'll come back now. And start doing calls.
That's right. We've got calls. We've got somebody. We've got Terry in Montlake Terrace wants to ask a question about compound hormones. A question from Marilyn about vitamin D. Someone wants to know about canker sores. Someone is losing their sense of smell and taste. Well, you're going to want to stick around. Don't go far.
Then I better do my comment on education.
Well, you need to put your headsets on and you know
then
we're
I
back.
I know where you're back.
That's right.
All right, my headset is back on.
Okay, one more comment.
One more quick comment, okay? I really like Sweden's educational system in that, of course, it's a much smaller country and they don't have the states. They're not a republic like we are. Okay. But the education, every parent gets a coupon, basically, for their kids' education. And it can be exchanged for education at any school in the country.
Boy, that's smart.
So you're not forced to go to a particular failing school. If your school is not doing a good job, you don't send your kid there.
Even a private school?
Same thing. It doesn't matter. Church schools, private schools, public schools, the same amount of money, it goes with the kid. And the schools have to provide the education, and the parents are judging whether or not their kids are getting the education they want them to get. And if the school is failing, it loses all its students. You know, why not here?
Yep, that's so freaky logical. I mean, that's so logical. Oh, boy. Well, I'm working with an organization right now, Illuminate Academy, and they're putting everything online. It's a Christian school.
Sure.
It's a Christian school with the biblical worldview curriculum.
But the thing I don't like online is the kids lose the socialization, and we are social animals.
Well, absolutely. The kids work closely with church co-ops and stuff. Like all my grandkids.
Yeah.
They're technically homeschooled, but they have like one or two days actually a little bit more than that, where they do have group classes. Mm-hmm. And lots of activities. My grandkids are so freaking busy and social. It's wonderful.
Yeah, the kids need unstructured time with other kids where they can learn to negotiate pecking orders and roles and the hurly-burly of human interaction.
Yeah.
You know, and yes, getting bullied is part of that.
It's part of growing up.
It is. And so, they're not hot house plants. They're human beings and they need to learn to be human.
Yes, indeed. Okay. And by the way, we just heard an ad for Dr. Dan Nelson, and I was just texting with him about 15 seconds ago. It's been a few weeks, and he'd been traveling, but he is back, and he's calling in around 9:15 to talk about shoulder pain and arthritis in seniors. And that is a good topic. So
yes,
that'll be about 9:15. Let's go to Terry in Montlake Terrace.
Hello, Terry.
Hi. Say, I subscribe to alerts from the Alliance for Natural Health on a variety of topics, and one that's been going on for years now is the FDA's attempt to ban compounding of bioidentical hormones,
yes,
especially estro. And
yes.
An alert just came out on Thursday that they have commissioned some sort of report from the National Academy of Science, Engineering, and Medicine that came back and said, oh, well, there's insufficient evidence that this is helpful, which, of course, is not true. If anything, there's insufficient evidence that, it's harmful. But anyway, it looks like, according to the folks at the website, FDA might go ahead and pursue this, and they're encouraging everybody to go to the website and sign the petition and put more pressure on. It's been that effort has been successful in the past, but I was wondering what you know about the current situation.
Well, this has been an ongoing thing. Look, to govern means to control, all right? Yeah. Government committees are always looking for more power, more control. They just are. The FDA has been trying to get rid of compounded pharmacy for years and years and years. The FDA gets most of their budget from the pharmaceutical companies that make enormous profits, and they don't want the competition. And let me give an example, okay? The retail price for testosterone gel, which has only 5 milligrams per gram of testosterone in it, is about $500 a month. The compounded pharmacy can make us a testosterone gel or cream that has up to 200 milligrams per gram, and they'll charge $50 a month for it.
That's just disgusting.
Okay, 90% less money for far more potency and drug. Now, if I was Big Pharma and I was getting $500 for $20 worth of medicine, I'd love it too. I'd want the FDA in my pocket. But the fact is, patients do a lot better if we have a free market where people can get their medications that are priced with competition.
And instead of in set amounts only, you can vary it based upon what the patient actually needs.
Yes, it's customized by what the doctor believes this particular patient will benefit from. So, I'm a big fan of compounding pharmacies. I have written many letters in the past. I'll probably write more in the future. As I said, the function of government is to control, and that's what they want. They'll keep trying. We'll keep resisting. Hopefully, we'll keep winning.
What do you think the probability is that they will succeed this time because they got this other report that fits their narrative?
They've had these reports many times in the past. People that are funded or have their profits. The biggest change, the biggest danger to freedom in American medicine and pharmaceuticals actually came in the late 1960s when a change was made in the law, and we need to change it back. Used to be, before you could sell a drug in America, you had to prove that it was safe. That was it. Safe. If it wasn't going to hurt people, you could sell it. In the late 60s, we made a change. We said it has to now be safe and effective.
Whoa.
But effective for what?
Yeah.
That's open. And so starting then, you had to find one thing and do the research to show the drug is okay for this, and then you could use it for anything. All right. But the research, doctors can read the research papers now more than ever. In the 1960s, you had to go to the library and pour through the journals in the middle of the night to try to find out new information, or you were totally dependent on what the pharmaceutical company told you.
Right.
Now with the internet, any drug, any disease, any problem, you can go onto the National Institute of Health database, type in a few keywords, and pull up 100 articles on any subject known to man, and get the results and read it for yourself. You know, we no longer need this kind of protection that maybe we needed in the 60s, when doctors had no way of finding out what was going on. Now, the doctor out in podunk, tiny state somewhere has the same access to information as the guy at New York's Cornell University. So, you know, we can get anything we need and anything we want.
Thanks, Terry. Appreciate that. Let's go to Marysville and talk with Marilyn. Hello, Marilyn. Welcome to Leading Edge Medicine.
Hello, Marilyn.
Thank you, and thank you guys for being there for us on Saturday morning. I know it's a big effort, and we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
My vitamin D level is at 68, and one of my doctors is concerned that that's too high and it's going to cause calcium to be deposited in my blood vessels. What say you?
He needs to pull some research papers and see that the toxicity levels with increased calcification starts up around 110, not 67.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah. Actually, at 67, you're in a very nice place. You're right about where I carry myself. Okay, 60. I usually try to say 60 to 90. And right now I'm in the 70s, low 70s. So you and I are very close, 25 hydroxy vitamin D. This is a range in which your immune system is at its most robust. You have your best protection against COVID right now. If he drops you down into the 20s and 30s where he probably wants you, you'd be at much higher risk of dying of COVID. How about that?
Actually, she suggested 50 would be a good level.
Okay.
And I think, well, 50 versus 68, I mean, really?
Yeah.
Is there a difference?
Not much, no. You know, you tend to, if your levels are dropped below about 12 or 13, you get rickets. Your bones are malformed, you know. And that, when I was in medical school way back when, that was our goal. Well, we just don't want the kids to have rickets. And so if mom will carry one of 15 or 18, we're okay.
Hmm.
We now know that bone density continues to rise as vitamin D rises. And once you get up around 50, you're getting your best result on bone. But immune system continues to improve until you get up into the mid-60s. And interestingly, even in children, brain function continues to rise even till it gets up to a range of 100 or so. Cognitive skills rise with vitamin D levels. See, vitamin D is not really a vitamin. It's a secosteroid. And that steroid of impact on our brain actually improves our cognitive skills. So,
wow,
you know,
that's great.
Don't,
well,
yeah,
I,
so,
I think I'll keep
so don't let him drag
I'm
you
doing.
Too low.
No,
all right.
I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Sounds good. Thank you for that
okay.
answer very much.
Take care, dear. Bye-bye.
Okay, now that she is no longer on the phone, this is just an opportunity to say, this is why people need and appreciate Longevity Medical Clinic, because there's a lot of misinformation out there that they're getting. I mean, you just made it as if, oh, well, the doctor's wrong. Well, the doctor was wrong. And how many places? The Leading Edge of Medicine. We talk about this all the time because the doctors at Longevity actually have time to be in the journals, to get the study. Plus, you train them every week to keep them on the leading edge so that they're not giving old information that they learned 10, 15, 20 years ago.
That is actually my job. I don't see patients. And so I pull the latest papers every week, send them to the doctors, and we get together and discuss them on a regular basis. Yeah.
So, it just kind of breaks my heart. I was really wanting to say the first thing you do is find another doctor that is closer to reality.
Well, but 50 is not putting her in any danger.
No, I know.
If he dropped it to 50, she'd still feel fine and so on. It's just that, you know, every level has a degree of benefit and risk. And my preference is 60 to 90. That's where I want myself to be.
Yes, but she was in danger at 67. Yeah. Anyway, this is a good time. I've got good news and bad news about our health analysis appointments. They're free, but we have none left in Kirkland. We have none left in Tacoma through the month of July. We apologize.
But we do have a few hidden in Linwood.
Yes, we have three clinics, Tacoma, Kirkland, and Linwood. And we do have some. I think we have like 12 or 13 up in Linwood. I'm not exactly sure that's why, because usually it's pretty evenly distributed.
Yeah. I don't know. Everybody chose Kirkland and Tacoma this time.
I don't know. So the bottom line, if you would like one of our free health analysis appointments, you've been sitting there, maybe you've been listening to this show and you've said for the last year, 5 years, 10 years, you know, I really ought to check out longevity. Well, this is your opportunity. We do the measurement for you. We give you two free tests. You've heard us talk about them. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but one is the blood test and one is the special in-body test. Fascinating tests, helpful tests, tests that will give you some of your basic risk factors so that you'll know where you should be concerned based upon the actual testing. Novel concept. You've heard him say, if you don't measure, you don't know. So let us measure for you. The free health analysis appointments, at least now, are available. We've got about 12, 13, 14 in Linwood later this month.
Yep.
And it won't be too long, and we'll try to open up some of August. But right now, we just have to apologize and say, hey,
we filled up the other
they're in high demand and for darn good reason. So if you would like to go, and here's an interesting point. Maybe you live in Kirkland or Bellevue. Well, sure, you would want to be a patient probably in Kirkland. But for this free health analysis appointment, drive to Linwood.
Drive 15 minutes and get your test done.
That's right.
You can always set up a doctor appointment in Kirkland.
That's right. If you decide to become a longevity patient, but that's another decision. So if you did decide eventually at some point to become a longevity patient, sure, you could be patient here in Kirkland or wherever. So I just thought I'd let you know, grab one of those free health analysis appointments. If you don't measure, you don't know. Go online at lmclinic.com. Again, it's easy to do. lmclinic.com. Push on the button that says schedule appointment. And it is very easy to do. You'll be all done. Grab your appointment right now, only in Linwood. And it's yours. And you'll be glad you did it. I can virtually guarantee that. Again, go to lmclinic.com. Now, if you don't have a computer, about 5 or 6% of you do not. So you can call us at 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. We'll go to a break right now. And when we come back, we'll talk with Linda in Sumner, a question about canker sores.
And it is summer, too.
And it is summer. But she's in Sumner. And then from Kenmore, we'll talk with Neil, who is losing, or someone in his family is losing their smell and taste. That's not a good thing, but it does happen. You're going to want to be here for that. And then we have two lines open right now. So if you've got a question for Dr. Mixon, you call us right away at 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770. Welcome back. Pete Talbot here. You are listening to Leading Edge Medicine. And today I've got Dr. Jerry Mixon with us. And this is a good thing, because if you've got a question, you can call right now. We've got one line open, maybe two, 800-465-8770. Let's just take another call. Let's go to Sumner. Talk with Linda. Good morning, Linda. Welcome.
Good morning, Linda. How can we help?
Good morning. In May, I discovered a canker sore. And went to the dentist, he did a root canal on the tooth. The tooth's been hurting a little bit. That's how I found the canker sore. He put in a temporary filling. I know you're not a dentist, but I'm just curious of the course of action here. He put me on amoxicillin for 10 days. That didn't do anything. He put me on clindamycin for 7 days. That didn't do anything. I got curious then. I Googled mouth cancer, and I see a picture of this canker sore. And so that kind of raises my antenna. Check with my oncologist. She said the dentist will diagnose. June 25th, he said it's not cancer. Just do the salt water rinse. No more antibiotics. In July, on July 23rd, I go back, and he will put the permanent filling in, I think. But this canker sore is still sitting here. It's not doing anything. It's not,
it's not a canker sore.
It's not worse.
If it's here that long, it's not a canker sore. Okay. Canker sores are, they come in basically two different categories. There's the minor cankers and the major canker sores. The minor sores, they occur on the inner surface, the mucous membrane, inside of your lips, along the gum line, sometimes on your cheek. And they're triggered by a variety of things. But sometimes citrus foods, you know, tomatoes, lemon, pineapple, that sort of thing. They're sometimes triggered by trauma. If you bite your cheek or you, you know, bite on something that's got spikies on it. Allergies can trigger them, especially if you got something in your toothpaste or mouthwash that your body doesn't tolerate well. But most of the time, true canker sores are gone within about 2 weeks.
That's what I've heard. And they can reoccur.
Now, the major ones are can be really big. They're a centimeter or more across. They're great big things, half an inch in diameter or more. And they can last 3 to 4 weeks. But whatever this is, it's been around now for months. And and so there's something else going on. And obviously, I'm the guy on the radio. I can't see your lesion. I can't biopsy it. I can't culture it. I'm pretty limited in diagnostic acumen from here. All I can tell you is this does not sound like a classic canker sore.
Why would antibiotics have been prescribed?
Well, remember she had a root canal, and root canal is usually done if you've got the root of a tooth that has died and is infected, and you're trying to clean up the infection before you put in a prosthesis or something. So that's fairly common. But it doesn't do anything for canker sores. Canker sores are very different from the herpetic lesions, which tend to be on the outside of the lip and around the mouth rather than inside.
He explained that the infected tooth was causing the infection in the gum.
And it may be, but in which case, if he's got an erosion from an infected surface, from a gingivitis, that's different from a canker sore. So if that's indeed what it is, then that, you know, then cleaning up an infection is obviously the way to go. Canker sores don't have whiteheads. They're not pus filled. Canker sores are erosions.
It's an
ulceration. It's actually a defect where the surface now goes down and there's basically a hole that goes partway through the mucous membrane. That's a canker sore. If it's got a surface that is covered and it's got pus or something inside, that's not a canker sore at all.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, the redness goes up into the gum. So what do I do? Do I just listen to him, see what he does on the 23rd?
I don't know. I'm not a dentist.
You know, we were talking earlier. Let me just put in my 2 cents, which may only be worth 1 cent. But you were talking earlier about second opinions.
Yeah. And it's certainly, you know, you've got something that's not clearing, that doesn't seem to fit any of the classic descriptions. And if it were getting well, I'd say fine. But if it's not getting well, getting a second set of eyeballs on that is probably a very good idea.
And two rounds of antibiotics. Yeah. Oh, my golly. This is why we have Dr. Brian McKay, yes, by the way, as our resident dentist. He truly is on the leading edge.
Yeah. Brian does some things that most dentists don't, too. He basically has some some ozone-infused oils and stuff that
That's right.
Very effective at killing bacteria. And I know that he will often rinse such an area where you've got a problem with his ozone-infused oil. And the ozone basically kills everything that, that creeps, crawls, and slithers in there.
Yeah.
And gives it a chance to heal. So, you know, you might get an appointment and get an opinion from Dr. McKay just to see what's going on.
Well, sounds good to me. Let me give you his phone number. And anybody else listening that hasn't been to the dentist or is frustrated with your dentist, this is the guy. He's been a guest here dozens of times over probably 15 years.
Yep.
And he remains truly a leader in the overall dental field. Dr. Brian McKay, his practice is called Advanced Cosmetic and Laser Dentistry. Advanced Cosmetic and Laser Dentistry. Dr. Brian McKay. Here's his Seattle number, 206-720-0600. 206-720-0600. Yes, he's in Seattle, but I don't mind driving over there. I was there just a
couple
of weeks ago.
Now the Chop and Jazz has been dismantled.
Well, yeah. So. Anyway,
he's
the guy. I've probably referred 35 friends to him over the years.
All right.
Okay.
So there you go.
Appreciate it.
Thanks,
okay,
Linda.
Take care, young lady.
All right,
bye-bye.
Let's take another call. Let's go to Kenmore and talk to Neil. Hello, Neil. Welcome.
Oh, good morning, Dr. Mixon. You have a wonderful service.
Well, thank you, sir.
It's accurate to say that I've lost my sense of smell. Taste, that's different. Things that used to taste nice now taste not nice. And my tongue, my taste is always not pleasant. It's just not good. Now, a couple months ago, I saw my primary care doctor, and he checked me out and sent me to a neurologist, and they had a MRI. A brain scan, and I just got a letter on that, and it says, good news, your MRI brain did not identify any clinically significant abnormalities. You have a mild white matter changes in the brain, and then it goes on. But that's something that he wants me to follow up with my primary care doctor. But I'm nearing a couple months from 93, and I wonder if there's anything that you could help me with on that.
Okay. It's unlikely I'm going to be able to fix it on the radio to start with. Several things. One of the reasons they sent you did you do an MRI or a CT?
He said MRI.
MRI.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Because the MRI is far more sensitive. Is your advanced age? There is atrophy of the brain. Our brains do get smaller with age. That's part of our cognitive decline. And one of the most prevalent and earliest signs of cognitive decline and even early Alzheimer's is alterations in smell and taste. In fact, that is one of the tests that we do, is to give you a series of odors and see if you can identify them. So, you know, that's what he was shooting for. Now, when he did comment on some white matter abnormalities, what he's probably saying is that you have lost a fair bit of volume of brain tissue just because of your age. And that can cause this. So you know, he was looking in the most common place, and he may have found the problem, actually, an age-related atrophy. And if that's the case, then it's not coming back. On the other hand, there are some other things that can cause it that should be looked at. There are viral infections that can cause it. It's things as simple as the common cold, some of the rotaviruses and the coronaviruses that make up about 30% of our respiratory infections can cause it. Allergies can cause it. Nutritional deficiencies, people that have abnormal amounts of zinc and iodine and several of the other trace metals can actually end up with impaired taste. So before I gave up, I'd want to take a look at something that basically looks at a panel of your nutrients in your tissues. There are some tests that we do on many of our patients that look at 35 different vitamins, minerals, metabolic processes in your cells and can tell us whether you have excess or deficiencies in a wide variety of things. And since often older people are changing their diet, they may not be eating as robustly as they were because they're not as physically active. They don't need as many calories. But as the dietary pattern changes, we can indeed get deficient in some of these nutrients. So I do a vitamin and nutrient panel before I chalked it up to age-related atrophy.
What's that cost?
I don't know, $350, $400, something like that for the panel. Well, we only do it for our regular patients. We don't do these things as a one-off. We aren't a general clinic. But your primary care doctor can order this.
But you know, do they?
Depends on the primary care doctor. Some might, some won't. But before I chalked it up to age, and brain shrinkage and left it at that, I'd at least take a look. Because if you can find it and you can do it with some supplements or dietary change, that's the way to go.
You bet.
So
could you give me that test once again? I would like to write it down because my memory is not that great.
Yes, well, I think we were just alluding to that, weren't we?
Yeah.
This goes with age. Okay, there's one called a NutraVal.
How do you spell that?
NutraVal. NutraVal. Okay, there are different labs put different names on them. That's just one that comes to mind. There are probably half a dozen labs out there that do versions of this sort of panel. But if you tell your doctor, you know, the NutraVal or something that is equivalent, he can quickly look up a variety of tests that do the same general thing. The downside is they are not generally covered by insurance. So your visit to the doctor will probably be covered by your Medicare, minus whatever copay you've got, $25 or something. The test itself may or may not be covered. It depends on the lab. Some labs accept Medicare payment. Some labs don't.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I got to follow this up with my primary care. By the way, just as a note, in the early 90s, my wife and I visited with you and a few others in your Kirkland facility before the radio, your radio work. Anyway, later on, she became a full member in the Linwood clinic. So
wonderful.
We have a history with you.
Well, good. I'm glad. All right.
Well, we appreciate your call, Neil.
Yep. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
You betcha. All righty. Well, that opens up a line, so you can grab it. Go ahead. Call 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770 with your questions. Let me give you Dr. Brian McKay's number again. We had somebody call in and say, give that number again. Okay. Dr. Brian McKay with Advanced Cosmetic and Laser Dentistry. 206-720-0600. All righty. Hey, we will be back before you know it. May from Puyallup has a question for us, and you'll be right after May.
We decided we needed something to make us feel younger and healthier. I didn't want to do it by myself. I knew that Larry had to come with me.
Since I've become a longevity patient, I just feel wonderful now.
Longevity is a miracle for us.
At Longevity, we hear these kind of stories literally every day, which is why we're still offering through the month of July a free health analysis appointment that includes two free tests, an A1C blood test, along with our special in-body testing, all so you can determine what some of your basic health risks are. If you don't measure, you don't know, so let us help you do that. Plus, you'll also receive $100 of free longevity supplements. To schedule your free health analysis appointment, simply go online. Go to lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com. Boy, I'm glad I was listening to the ad because, yes, I did mention that we do have 13 or 14 appointments available in Linwood. We don't have any more in July in Kirkland or Tacoma, and we apologize. They're just...
There's only so much space.
There's only so many, and people really grab them up. But for some reason, and quite frankly, we can't even... I don't even have a good reason why we've got 13 or 14 in Linwood. But that's okay. That's a good thing for you. And the reminder that I didn't mention the last time, about 45 minutes ago, is, yes, we are still honoring and giving the $100 of longevity supplements. So you not only get the two free tests, the blood test and the special in-body test, but you get $100 of longevity supplements too. Absolutely free. I mean, really, if you have been contemplating and maybe procrastinating, but certainly contemplating and knowing that you need to do this, well, do it now, for goodness sakes. Do it now. You make your own appointment online at lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com. You just push the tab right there in the middle of the page, schedule appointment, and you can do it. It'll take you 3 or 4 minutes at the most, literally at the most, and that appointment can be yours, the two free tests and the $100 of longevity supplements. Now, you can also call 866-86-YOUNG for the few small percentage of you who don't have a computer. 866-86-YOUNG. To Puyallup we go, and we'll be talking with May. Hello, May.
Good morning. Hey.
Good morning.
We have a 45-year-old daughter that lives in Arizona in Mesa. In December, the day after Christmas, she got really sick, and she's been in and out of the emergency room in the hospital, and they did an MRI and found out in March that she has a lesion on her spine. So they figured, well, it looks like it must be MS. And so she was being treated for that, steroids and whatever. But she's had three, and then they decided that it wasn't MS, that it was NMO, neuromyelitis optica. So that's what they finally concluded that she has. And she's had three attacks in the last 3 months. They're doing steroids, and she's had three plasmapheresis, where they've cleaned her blood and everything. But her neurologist says he's surprised that she's having so many attacks so close together. There's a friend that she has in Mesa, where she lives, that's got her on a product, told her about it, called Protandim. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Nope.
And
I haven't.
Okay. I think it works with the gut to help your body, whatever. But anyway, I just was wondering, and if you have, and the other thing, they will put her on Rituxan as soon as she's released from the hospital, but they will not allow her to do it, which is supposed to prevent attacks, I guess, but because they're so expensive, they won't, the insurance company won't cover it until she's released from the hospital. So do you have any idea or things that might help her body? It's also, I guess, called Devic's disease.
Yep, Devic's disease. Is, yeah, neuromyelitis. Let me kind of give a little bit of an overview of this for the rest of the audience, because I'm going to bet that you, me, and half a dozen other people out of the 30,000 folks listening are the only ones that have ever heard of this disease.
Yes.
All right?
So, probably, because we never did.
Yeah, neuromyelitis optica is it's an autoimmune disease. Basically, her immune system has decided that part of her central nervous system doesn't belong to her. It's a foreign material, and she's attacking it and trying to destroy it. This is often treated in the MS society because the two have a lot of things in common. And I certainly understand why the initial doctors thought it might be multiple sclerosis, because it tends to flare and then resolve and flare and then resolve. But the fact that she is hospitalized this much from it tells us she's got a very aggressive case. And her immune system has identified some sort of protein on or in her nervous system that it thinks is not supposed to be there. And she's making antibodies to attack and destroy it, which is, you know, is never a very good case.
Right.
And so at this point, the only really effective drugs we've got for this are the immune modulators that essentially damp down and prevent her immune system from being as active as it currently is. And that should give her some relief from by using one of these biologics. The problem with the biologics is that when you suppress the immune system, you are suppressing the entire immune system. And so then your risk of a variety of cancer starts to rise because your body can't find and kill the cancer cells as efficiently. Your risk of infections, tuberculosis, and certainly in a COVID epidemic, the last thing you want to do is suppress her immune system, and then she catches, you know, COVID. So she is in a, you know, she's kind of in a world of a terrible place right now.
Absolutely.
You know, and I can tell folks what's going on with her in general terms, but what to do about it, I'm at a total loss. I mean, obviously.
Yeah. And they don't know what causes it.
No. Well, you know, we know it's autoimmune. We know something was triggered.
Yeah.
But we don't know what. And even if we knew, even if we knew which proteins have triggered it in her nervous system, what do we do about them? You know, those proteins have to be there. They're part of the body. And for some reason, her immune system says, I don't like this part of the body. I want to get rid of it. So,
and with that, may I apologize, but we're coming to the end of the first hour with a hard break. We can do nothing about it.
Thank you for the call, and I wish I could help more.
And bless you. I think we ought to set up a prayer line so that we can at least comfort that way.
It won't hurt. It might help.
That's right. So when we come back, we've got a question about immune system again as it relates to COVID-19. So don't go far. We got about a 15-second break, and we'll be right back. Don't forget, if you want to make one of those free health analysis appointments, get the two free tests and the $100 of longevity supplements. We've got about 13 left, is all, in Linwood only. None in Tacoma, none in Kirkland, but a few in Linwood. Make your appointment at lmclinic.com. We'll be back in about 20 seconds.